Of the $1 billion needed to pay off construction bonds, about $300 million would come from the hotel-motel tax in Atlanta and unincorporated Fulton County. And that's why Common Cause Georgia head William Perry is concerned. A third of the money in a mostly private deal will come from taxpayers.
Taxpayers and citizens have a right and need to be engaged in the process.
So who are those taxpayers? Here's Governor Nathan Deal.
And I suppose if you say hotel motel tax, you're really thinking about people who are from the outside who are coming here who are actually paying for the retirement of those bonds.
But are any of the people who pay for those rooms every year from Georgia?
Approximately 86% of the hotel residents in the city of Atlanta are from outside of Georgia. So only 14% are within the state.
Gregory Pierce is an executive vice president with the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau. The state would have to raise the Congress Center's debt ceiling before getting construction bonds. However, Pierce says the $300 million to help pay the bonds would not come from the state.
It's actually money from the city of Atlanta.
Every year, the city of Atlanta collects about $42 million in hotel-motel taxes. Pierce says the money is split between the city, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Congress Center, and the Georgia Dome.
The hotel tax legislation is there for one reason, to generate more hotel stays and more visitation.
The Dome gets the biggest slice, about 39%, to pay off bonds used to build the Dome. Once they're paid, the city will have to decide if the 38-year-old tax should continue. And if it does, the same 39% will help pay for a new stadium. Charles Edwards, WABE News.